So just to introduce the this shmuz, keep it really simple. There's a shvua that Avram has Eliezer make so that Yitzchak's shidduch should be acquired in the proper way. So the first thing I thought of is Reshiva has a shmuz. It's the bottom shmuz that Yaakov made Yosef take a shvua that he won't be buried in Mitzrayim. I remember that shmuz. So I was thinking that it's probably the same shmuz. I don't know if I would say the same exact shmuz. I probably would say the exact shmuz, because who here is going to know the shmuz of Vayechi? But I'm a little bit more intellectually honest than that. So first let's put Vayechi out of the way. You saw the Ramban here. The Ramban says that Yaakov, why does he have to make Yosef swear? Yaakov Avinu has to make Yosef, would do anything for his father. Look what he did. He was most a nefesh for his father. He did so much for his father. So the Ramban gives basically two reasons. One of the reasons is that it will make sure Paro knows he can't push Yosef around because he's sworn to this mission. So Paro won't, you know, start making political moves to stop Yosef from bringing Yaakov out of Mitzrayim. And also, it'll be Mezaris Yosef. He says at the end, V'gam Yosef yitzterach Yosef l'shtadol b'inyan b'bnei ha'shvua. Yosef will have to work harder. Oh, the Reshiva. I remember this hearing the shmuz, and it's written up beautifully in the Kedushei Alev. How Yosef needs extra zeros to fulfill the will, the last will and testament of his father. How are you talking such a thing? And addition, what was the reason why Yaakov wasn't like he had a nice plot of land somewhere in Israel? He wants to be in Har Zeisim or whatever. You know, first of all, he was going to Maris Machpelah. And second of all, if he'd stay in Mitzrayim, he was afraid to be Avodah Zarah. He's stopping Avodah Zarah. Should be what a Chil Hashem. That one of the others would be Avodah Zarah. Like, on top of all that, would any extra motivation be necessary to infuse into Yosef that he wouldn't listen to his father without a shvua? And yet still Yaakov made Yosef take a shvua? That means even someone like Yosef, under these circumstances, can still have extra motivation. And the Musar Haskel was that as motivated as we think we are for the things that we're supposed to do, don't stop. You have to constantly reinforce ourselves so that we don't decline. Sure, we think that Torah is important and Shmiras and Mitzvahs are important and those are our staples and I have that, those are, I'm set. No, you still have to motivate more for all the things that we feel are important. We have to strengthen ourselves, and even the areas that we think are pashut, you still have to strengthen yourself. That was the shmuz I remember from Yosef. So I said, okay, it's beautiful. We have the same exact shmuz by Eliezer, and this was the shmuz I thought I was going to prepare to say. Do we know who Eliezer was? All the Torah that Avram Avinu learned was given over to Eliezer. And the Medrash says, this is not in the Maror HaKamashi, because this is not the shmuz I'm going to say. I found this Medrash HaGadol, I scratched everything. But the Medrash Rabbah says that when the Pasuk says that Vayomar Avram Alavdo Zakan Beiso HaMoshe B'chol HaShelo, they say that Eliezer looked like Avram Avinu, and it says that HaMoshe B'chol HaShelo, not only that he took care of all of Avram's business dealings, but also Shoyasholet B'Yitzro Kamoso. The same way Avram Avinu controlled his Yetzihara, Eliezer had the same self-control over his Yetzihara as Avram Avinu. So basically, Eliezer is like one of the others. He's on the highest Madrega, like one of the others. You think And what were they worried about? If you take a look at the Mefarshim, I didn't want to overwhelm everyone with Mefarshim, but the Sforno says that Avraham Avinu was afraid that since he was a wealthy, very wealthy, people are going to start offering Eliezer bribes for their shidduch. You see, it happened even back then. The people are offering money. Whoever's the highest bidder, you go take a shidduch for the highest bid. So they thought that Eliezer, you know, being that, you know, wealthy people are entitled to have good deals, people might offer him money. He may be tempted. So Eliezer, who was not too many midrashim you find that there was anyone that had the same control over the Yetzer Hara like one of the others. Not going to find too many like that. So Eliezer was such a baal madrega. For him, you have to worry. You have to take a shvua for this shidduch. And who's this shidduch? This is the future of Klal Yisrael at stake. Avraham Avinu was one of the others. The future of Klal Yisrael is in the hands of Yitzchak now. Who the mother, who the aim of all the future of Klal Yisrael, that's big. That's a very big issue. Berumo shel Olam, who's going to be that mother? Eliezer could understand that. He knew all the Torah, he knew everything. For he has to make a shvua. Ah, even Eliezer has to have a shvua. It's a bunch of beautiful shmuz. It's the Rashiva shmuz, just applied the same exact thing over here. Okay, and I probably would have said both shmuz, the Rashiva shmuz and my shmuz come out the same thing. But what would I really be accomplishing? I'd just be saying over an old shmuz with different names, you know. So I kept looking. I found this Medrash HaGadol. I have a set of this Medrash HaGadol. I don't know why. There are more basics for him I don't have, but I have the set of this Medrash HaGadol. And it's just amazing what the Medrash HaGadol says. I got you a version with Nekudas in it. I should read it from here. I make a mistake. And the Medrash HaGadol says on the Pasuk, Ki al arti v'mladti. So now, most Mefarshim learn that the reason why Avram did not want Eliezer to take Shidduch from Benos Knan is because they were Pchusim. They were not as high Madrega. That's how most Mefarshim learn. And hence, Eliezer could understand that you don't give a Shidduch to Yitzchak Avinu, who was the best guy in Lakewood at the time. You don't give a shidduch to Yitzchak from a pchusa. He's entitled to the best girl out there, with alamilus. So what are you going to the pchusim? Okay, that's part of the original shmuz. Of course he understands that. But if you look at this Medrash HaGadol, he comes up with a different reason. Lama sholach l'kachas ish levno misham v'lo kulam ov de'avod d'zorah hayu. What was he sending Eliezer on this mission to go travel to wherever Haran? To take a girl, they were over the Avodah Zarah. The Ksib Be'evra Nar, Yoshua Voseim, Me'olam, Terech Avi Avram, Avi Nocha, Vayavdu, Elohim Acherim. They were over the Avodah Zarah. Elo Omar Avram, Avram Avinu said, Ho Avinu Megayer, Gerim, since I have to convert converts, Agayer, Mimishpachti, Umi Beis Avi, Shem Kodm Lakol. I should first be Megayer, those in my family. And my father's family, because they have kedima. And then he said, "Lo od," because they're krovim lasas truva. Not sure what that means. Mikan amru, la olam te daito shalom krova la krova. A person should always be thinking about his relatives, his relations. Vim yeshlo, if he's able to, and bicholto, if he's capable, osa umesasik with tavosam, he should try and help them out. V'chein hu omer umesarach halosas alim. Shouldn't forget about your own flesh. So this is a different motivation as to why Avram sent Eliezer out traveling on this great adventure to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, why he wouldn't take from nearby. Not for the reasons that most of the Mefarshim I saw, the Rishonim learned, because the Bnos Knan were Pchusim and they were not Bali Madrega, go from my family, you think that, you know, such chashuva girls, chashuva families. That wasn't the reason. Is that they were all over the Avodah Zarah. All of them. So how can you find a shidduch for Yitzchak? There is no shidduch for Yitzchak. You're going to have to be Makari of someone. You have to go to a start a Kiruv organization. If there's no shidduchim in the world, so what do? Start a Kiruv organization and have people come in, be Makari of them, And then eventually they'll have a daughter who's Bas Yisrael. He can marry her. That's basically what Avraham Avinu had to do. He had to open up a kiruv organization. So if I have to be makarv someone, you know, who do you think I should makarv first? I have obligation first to makarv people from my family. So I'll makarv someone from my family. They'll have a daughter who will be Bas Yisrael, and I'll make a shidduch with Yitzchak. That sounds like the motivation that the Medrash HaGadol is saying. So if that's the case, I have a kasha. My question is, it's like the opposite question than the Reshiva's question. The Reshiva's question was, what do you have to make a shvua for? It's not necessary. He'll do it anyway. The kasha over here is the opposite kasha. Why does he have to make a shvua? Who cares if it doesn't happen? So he'll take someone. So you makarv a different girl. There is no great stake over here. Excuse the pun on a cookout night. What's the big deal? So he'll take a girl from somebody else, from a different family. You're taking someone who's over the avodah zarah and you makarv them. So it sounds like it's a nice thing to do if you get someone who technically is your fourth cousin, you know, somehow you makarv someone in your family. It's technically nice, and it's not alt yichus. It's not like he wanted his own yichus. He's doing it for them. He's helping them. He's not helping himself. He clearly says it. The Medrash HaGadol clearly says. He quotes the pasuk in Yeshayah, "Mibsarcha lo sesalim." So this whole motivation to go to Beis Avi is only to be makariv to help them, to get them closer. Because I have to do it for some. I have to do this kiruv for somebody. Might as well do it for someone in my family. So my kasha was: so what does he have to make a shvua for? What's the big deal? So worst comes to worst, he'll be makarv a different family. And you'll have also a chashiv, a girl. The issue wasn't who's going to be chashiv for Yitzchak. That for sure they're going to do it, because Avram probably a good kiruv. He's probably good in kiruv, so that's what the reports. And he'll be makarv someone very stark for Yitzchak. So what do you have to make a shvua for? Not the shvua. Tell him to do it, and the worst comes to worst. He doesn't do it, so like, okay, you tried. No great shake. It's not earth-shattering. No great stake involved. How's my kasha? Anybody have a teretz? Did anybody have this kasha? Huh? You didn't know about the shvua? Oh. Oh, it wasn't on the Marmakomos. Oh, that wasn't left off on purpose. It was two psukim earlier that he had to make a shvua. The Omer of Rama Lavdo is Kan Beso, Simna Yodcha Tachas Yerechi, Vashbiacha Bashem. Okay, fine, I apologize. I guess I took that for granted. That was a mistake. I didn't put the shvua on the Marmakomos. It wasn't on purpose. In my youth, I probably would have left it out on purpose if it kept away any kashas, but you have a teretz?
I have a kasha for any kasha.
No, I want to know if you had the kasha or if you have a teretz for my kasha.
I don't understand why is Avraham waiting until now to be a part of his closer family? Why all this time he was helping everyone else out? Why is he waiting now?
Okay, that's good kasha. I don't know the answer, but it's good kasha, but it could be he was stuck. Hashem told him to go here to Eretz Canaan, so he assumed that Hashem sent him there, so he had to be makarv. The guy got sent to Miami. He got to work with the people in Miami. I have relatives who could use some help in elsewhere, but Hashem sent him to Eretz Yisrael. But when he came to a shidduch in the future Doros, that already had to go back. That's my own teretz, but I don't know. Maybe I have a better teretz. Anybody with another teretz? Fall? No? Okay, so I'll say my teretz. But no one had the kash because they didn't know about the shvua. Okay, sorry about that. So my teretz is like this. So it's to me, it seems that this was like, I don't mean to, for the purpose of being able to crystallize the chiddush. I'm not trying to manipulate information. But to me, it seems that this is like a hanhaga tova, a as part of my Bishlam, if it was Berumo Shel Olam, this is earth shattering. So then, of course, then the Abdur Rashiv is kasher. Why Negashua? He'll do it anyway. Elamai, you need even extra motivation. But my kasher seems to be like it was not earth shattering. It's just, you have to mekarev someone to do the family. It's like an Hanhaga Tova. If you have to do it one way, it's like I have to get a lulav and esrog. So should I get it from here or should I get it from here? Okay, I have a cousin in the business, I'll bet it from him. But if you don't get it from him, you get it from him. I get the lulav and esrog, get it from him. It sounds like Hanhaga Tova. So for that, you have to make a shua. So I want to say that we see from here an incredible insight into, if you have an achrayus, if something is your achrayus, makes no difference if it's earth-shattering. If it's your achrayus, it's your achrayus. A responsibility that you have, even if it doesn't, it doesn't affect Rumo Shel Olam. But that's your responsibility. If it's your responsibility, that's your mitzvah. If it's hanhaga, if it's just a hanhaga tova, but that it's your hanhaga tova, that's what you have to do. So it's like a brick wall. You can't go past it. So Avraham Avinu didn't take it lightly. Okay, I have to do it. I'll go through the motions. I'll try and do it. He took it seriously. So what am I going to do? I'm just going to send I sent them out to do it. We went from slaves. He went. It didn't work out. Avraham Avinu went to the nth degree to make sure even Hanhaga Tova was fulfilled. To make a shvua is the same shvua that Yaakov Avinu made to Yosef, that there shouldn't be Avodah Zarah, which we all hear, that's earth shattering. Make an Avodah Zarah around one of the others, it'd be terrible. Here, there wasn't Berumo Shel Olam, it was Avraham Avinu's mitzvah. To be, if you have to megare someone, you should megare from your family. So you have an achrayus. A person has an achrayus, so okay, it's not earth shattering, but it's your achrayus. If it's your achrayus, so do we fulfill our responsibilities? We just say, okay, it was no big deal. So no big deal, but it was yours to do. Guy walks into the dining room on a Motzoi Shabbos. He's the only one there. It's 1 o'clock at night. He walks in, he sees, this could actually happen, 4 boxes of pizza just sitting there. Obviously the crowds have come and gone. Now there's 4 pies of pizza. So there isn't anyone there. You can't say, let someone else do it. There's no one else. So, okay, now this is what you call a hack. Because you don't have a key to the kitchen. There's no other refrigerator around. The only way to get this pizza preserved, that the yeshiva shouldn't lose whatever, $40, $50, is to find Ezra Cash. Okay, or start with Ezra Cash, work your way down. Maybe you'll find that hall member. Okay, and you have to go find him, and you go to the dorm. He's not in the dorm. He was in the other place. You have to go spend 5 minutes looking for him and get the keys, and then go into the, kitchen and put it in the refrigerator. So it's your achrayus. I would think it's someone. It's hanhaga tova. I wouldn't think it's earth shatter. Is it earth shattering? Your responsibility. Tzivoy Hashem. Hashem came down and told you, do this, otherwise there'll be no yeshiva tomorrow. I don't think we're holding by that. The yeshiva is not rich, but I don't think we're holding by if we have to replace the pizza, the yeshiva will close down. It could be once upon a time, Robert would know. It could be once upon a time we were holding by that. Once upon a time, Jake would have taken a shotgun and shot you, everyone. He came in the next morning, found 4 pies of pizza. He wouldn't even let us order 4 pies of pizza. But it's on Hanhaga Tova to do it. So to what degree do we try and fulfill that responsibility? To what degree? Well, I'm not criticizing. I'm not giving any tochacha. I'm talking to myself also. We have responsibilities, and to what degree do we try and fill it? walk down the basement. Someone actually came to me. They're like, why are there still tablecloths? Why are the tablecloths on the table? So, okay, we tried saying, well, it was an, I don't know, nothing that really answered the question. It was an outsider who came in. Okay, you know, so a lot of us, I mean, we're all in the same boat. We all walk by the same tablecloths, you know. Some of them are folded. Some of them, like, you know, look like they're waiting for the laundry pickup to come. There is no laundry pickup, you know. So, like, but that means that all of us, myself included, that we all share, we have an achrayus, tzar yeshiva, you know, tzar yeshiva. Okay, we try to find out who's responsibility is it, but that responsibility is only if the person's here. And on Shabbos, it's like, but if everyone's but, there's no one to, but that, so that means it falls to everyone. So everyone's responsible. It's that very often we have these certain hanhaga tovas that come into our lap that then the question becomes is how far do we go with it? It's not earth-shattering. The world will survive whether we decide to engage or disengage. And sometimes no one will even know. You know, oh, I'm out of it. I didn't even notice the tablecloth, which I'm sure is the truth by most of us. We're so far removed that we don't even notice it. I didn't see the pizza. After when I walk, I don't look. You know, I don't know if that helps either. You know, we're mechuyev to look. You know, we're mechuyev to look. That's our obligation. You have to look and see what's in front of you, and that becomes your responsibility. And then to what degree do we, what responsibility do we have to fulfill that responsibility on something which is not Berumo Shel Olam, probably not Berumo Shel Olam. It's just a proper thing to do. Do we go to the nth degree? Do we do that? So you see a guy who's a little bit down. I don't have time right now. I'm tired. I know if I start asking him how he's doing, I know he's not doing good. You know, you ask someone, how are you? You just expect him to say, okay, and you get to go. But this guy, if I ask him, how are you, he's going to actually tell me. So I can't even ask him, how are you? So, but you know it'll make a very big difference. It'll save him. It'll just make him feel so much better. So that's hanhaga tova. So to what nth degree do we have to go about our day to fulfill that hanhaga tova? I'm not even suggesting make a shvua. I'm not going that far. That's for the Eliezer, you know. We're not holding by a shvua, deraisa, but we have to put into place safeguards that to make sure that we can't just discard it. I think we see from this Medrash HaGadol that Avraham Avinu went so far, he took this responsibility, was an hanhaga tova, although I suspect someone's going to question me on that, and which I'm ready, and he fulfilled it, and he put safeguards in to make sure he does it. It's my mitzvah. It's my achrayus. I'm going to have to do it. You know, it says misarcha lo tesalim. So I'm not just going to just tell someone to do it. I told him to do it. He just didn't end up forgetting. You know, sorry. Wanted to, but whatever, he was right there with the Lulav and Esrog, so I just got it from him. So this is a chizik for us. We should try and, you know, keep with our eyes open to see what Hanhaga Tovas are not just, you know,